A dissenting vote. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people." Matthew 26:3-5. Wednesday is the behind-the-scenes day of Holy Week. There's no triumphal entry or Passover meal, nothing that we celebrate or spend much time commemorating. Why would we want to spend much time focusing on the secret plans to arrest and kill Jesus anyway? First, let's paint the picture of the plot. The Sanhedrin is the Jewish ruling council of about 70. They would meet monthly or more frequently during special festivals or if red flag issues came up. Think of them kind of like a church leadership board on steroids. They were usually an aristocratic bunch made up of Pharisees and Sadducees, two rival groups who fought over everything from the end times to the current times, but they agreed on one thing. Jesus was a problem. He had been for at least 2 years. When Jesus went public with his declarations of who he was and the kingdom that he was advancing, he had a following and his movement was growing. Now it was time to take action. It's easy to vilify this group because they end up on the wrong side of history. I doubt that they were all monsters. I imagine that there was some heated debate about what to do with this upstart so-called prophet who called God Father. How could anyone make such a claim, especially an illegitimate son from a poor family in a throwaway town? How could anything good come from Nazareth, after all? My guess is that they thought they were doing the right thing. Jesus didn't fit the mold that they had created for the Messiah. Rome was breathing down their neck. Jerusalem would soon be packed to the gills with people from all over who had made their pilgrimage and were ready to celebrate the Passover and make their sacrifices. We don't need a riot on our hands. We don't need this Jesus stirring up anything and making a fool of us. After all, Rome could crush us at any time. Come on, Caiaphas, it's time for you to step up and lead and take care of this problem once and for all. We can't table this to next month's meeting. I don't care how you do it, just get it done. Anyway, I think we can get one of their leaders, Judas, to turn. He seems to be a reasonable man. We do know from Luke's account that at least one man in the Sanhedrin had not consented to their decision and action. This man's name was Joseph. He was from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He makes it into history because he is the one who got permission from Pilate to take Jesus' body and bury him in his own private tomb. Luke tells us that Joseph was a man who was looking for the kingdom of God. I want you to put yourself in that backdoor meeting of the Sanhedrin for a moment. As the majority look for a way to get rid of the troublemaker and look for a way to keep peace with Rome, what would you be looking for? Joseph of Arimathea knew enough about Jesus to think that he might help him find what he was truly looking for. The kingdom of God. He was willing to risk his reputation by his dissenting vote. He was willing to risk his life by bearing the body of Jesus. John's gospel tells us that he was a secret disciple of Jesus because he was afraid of the Jews. At some point, though, Joseph had to make a choice to put his fears aside and go public with his faith. He was prepared to give up his wealth, his reputation, and even his life by going to Pilate. I can only imagine how Joseph felt when he learned that Jesus had risen and from his very own tomb. Maybe today you feel a bit like Joseph. You've been trying to follow Jesus while those around you are looking for a way to get rid of Jesus. They've tried to turn Jesus into some kind of legendary tale for the gullible, or they're so disgusted with the hypocrisy they see in his followers that they're ready to be done with him. And here you are, searching for the true kingdom of God. Will you give up your pursuit of Jesus because it's too hard, too embarrassing, or it's just not working for you? Or do you see clearly enough to know that what you're searching for can only be found in the one who would go to the cross for you? Will you follow Jesus today, no matter the cost? Help me, Jesus, to see you clearly, to follow you closely enough to know that you're real, that the kingdom of God is found in you.